So you've written lots of books for young people now. When you write a book like this, do you have young readers you try it out on?
I try it out on my grandchildren, or sometimes I try it out on my daughters and my son. I do try to get feedback. And it's so amazing with the grandkids because they're just fascinated that I'm a writer, but they all want to be my character. They all want to use me to use their name. And, you know, I try to avoid that because I have 8 of them. And, you know, how do you pick one, you know? So I dedicated this book, The Boy Who Wouldn't Read, to my grandchildren. So they're happy because their name is in print.
All of them.
All of them. Right.
And you've gone to a new illustrator in this book, The
Yes.
Boy Who Wouldn't Read. It's kind of a different style.
It's a different style. And you know what? We were matched up by Pelican. That's my publisher, mm-hmm. Pelican Publishing. And this time, they kind of suggested that they had someone in mind. I really, at first, was trying to get them to get a local illustrator, Terrence Osborne.
Oh, yes.
Because I've always wanted a book done by him, but the scheduling didn't match up or what have you. So I ended up with David Harrington, and I'm just very pleased. He's out of California.
And he uses type so wonderfully. I
yes.
love the way words swirl around in this book and seem to come to life and fall off pages.
Yes.
And it's really a
very
lot of fun.
Good. His, yes, you're right. Even the title on the book, it's written almost in a child's handwriting, mm-hmm. like maybe with a crayon or something.
Yeah.
I really like that.